So, welcome everyone to the first episode of Unaired. This is a show where we watch TV shows that were canceled with episodes left unaired because they were just that bad. I'm Ed. With me today, I have my friend Andy.
Yep. I'm just so unenthused after watching this show.
My friend Steve.
And I loved it. I absolutely adored the show.
And you know,
I thought the show was awesome.
You know, I had these two here because the show we watched today is called Some of My Best Friends, and these guys are some of my best friends.
You know what? In hindsight, that title doesn't make sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
No. I'm gonna explain the title. Okay, get it? Because like, oh, some of my best friends are gay, like that type of thing.
Okay.
Maybe we should explain the premise of this show.
So this is a show that aired for a few months. I think it was February to April 2001. It starred Jason Bateman as a gay guy, and that's the only person in the series, pretty much, that's recognizable.
Oh, hang on.
This guy that looks like, who's the guy from Full House?
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, he looks like Uncle Jesse.
Exactly. I was thinking like the exact same thing. Yeah, but he's straight. He's not gay.
And so the premise of the show...
The little Asian guy, though.
Yep.
Oh, he's cute.
The premise of the show is, what's the guy's name?
Wallace.
I paid attention.
No, Wallace. Warren's the gay guy. That's Jason Bateman.
Oh. Warren.
Yeah, Warren.
Okay. It wasn't Jesse. His name wasn't Jesse, was it?
It wasn't Jesse.
And then this is confusing to the listener, but his ex-boyfriend's name is Trey?
Terry.
Terry. It's Terry.
It's Terry.
Terry, okay. And then the guy who moves in, who's straight, who looks like Uncle Jesse,
his name is Frankie.
Oh, okay.
Frankie, yeah. It's definitely Frankie.
Yep.
Oh, right. Okay, that makes sense. So yeah, that's pretty much the pitch. I mean, other than that, it's just like The Odd Couple, basically.
It is.
Is that what The
poster,
Odd Couple is?
So I looked up on the Wikipedia page for this show, and the poster is they're both sitting on the couch. On Frankie's side, he's wearing a tank top holding a basketball, and there's a bunch of newspapers all over the coffee table. And on Warren's side, there's nothing but he's sitting cross-legged with a glass of wine.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I feel like the show, it clearly shows that it was made in 2001. It was like, I don't know. I didn't
Post
know.
Post 9/11.
That was before. That's actually before 9/11, isn't it?
Was it?
Before? Yeah, February. Yeah, it would have been before 9/11.
Oh,
not that everything we have to talk about is 9/11.
Everything really is in relation to 9/11.
Well, especially with us.
No, especially this show. I mean, it was a different climate. People were more liberal, and then 9/11 happened, and everyone was like.
What I want to say.
And then the apocalypse happened and everyone was like, nope, no more gays on TV.
Well, what I want to say is that the show clearly, it like reflects much different, it almost came across as like a little homophobic compared to, and like that was okay back then compared to what it would be now. Like, I feel like you couldn't get away with some of those jokes.
I think that's just the medium. I think the fact that it's a sitcom and they were portraying gay characters, they were like, what else do we do other than play up these awful stereotypes? Which
call him a homo. Quick, call him a homo.
Which, can I just say something? About 15 minutes into this episode, I had the thought, they've dealt with almost every major like homosexual stereotype.
I know, yeah.
They really
that
did.
It's like, what is the rest of the series going to go on for jokes?
All right, so with the two characters, he's not even the gayest gay you could be. He's not even the most flamboyant. But
no, he's not at all flamboyant.
The straight
guy
is like way too straight. You know what I mean? He was like,
is that what you took issue with?
No,
the straight guy. Okay.
Can we talk about how Frankie is literally? I know we already said he's Uncle Jesse, but if Uncle Jesse had a baby with Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
And they cut jizzed on by the guy from Greece.
Yeah.
Danny.
Just like a tinge of that. So Frankie moves to Manhattan out of his parents' house to become an actor.
But we don't know that, right, at first.
We know that. We know. Well, we figure it out.
I think we learned it later. Yeah.
Yeah, it just starts out. The first scene of the series is he's running out on the street. He's carrying a suitcase, and his parents are just like, hey, why you move out? And
super fucking guineas.
Oh my god, you can't say that on here.
God damn it, Steve.
All right, super fine. Italian. Maybe are we all Italian here?
I'm Italian.
Oh, you're the one. No, they're super, super Italian. Like. Super
yeah, guas. And they're just like, oh, why you move out of the house? Because you're supposed to take over the family restaurant. They don't have accents.
Wait, that's not how they talk at all.
I just said, yeah, they don't have accents, but...
Do you? Yes, they do.
But anyways, so for some reason, his mom takes the suitcase from him. He's just like, oh, I don't need it. I'm just going to move out.
Can I tell you what the whole Frankie reminded me of? He literally reminded me of the Super Mario Brothers movie, the scene with Bob Hoskins when he goes, Scapelli. That's what he reminded me of.
You know, you're just trying to find a way to work the Scapellis into this. I don't think that was a genuine thought. I think the Scapellis just came into your mind.
I literally muttered under my breath the whole time I was watching. I kept saying, Scapelli. Couldn't help it.
I think the most fascinating thing in the beginning of the episode isn't anything that's been brought up. It's the fact that, okay, you have Frankie. Yeah, he has no shit. He just goes and moves in with Warren, right? And he doesn't know that he's gay.
And wait, are you going to talk about how he takes conflict that he's Jewish?
Hang on. Hey, no. Yeah, well, he's looking around the apartment and they're making, like, so many awful, like, insinuations that he might be gay, like, oh, he has this autographed picture of Bette Midler, and like, oh, he has this and that and this, and it's just like going on and on and on and on, and as the audience is just like, Jesus fucking Christ, he goes, oh, he must be Jewish, and which he's fine with, but he still identifies him as an other at that point. And he's like, oh, you might be Jewish, but that's okay.
No, and he goes, and yeah, he goes like, oh, yeah, they're funny, they're great at saving.
He's just like, oh, I love your people.
What does that mean, saving? Oh, I see.
I think, that's just part of the medium.
I think they've definitely felt like they needed to play it up like that.
What's that Asian-American sitcom? Because I bet they make Asian jokes.
Fresh Out the Boat.
I bet they make jokes like, oh, your eyes.
No, actually, I heard that one's really good because...
Yeah, no, but I bet they make jokes like that.
I don't know. But anyways, so I just found it interesting that, like, they go through all this, he pays his rent, he's literally moved in, and then he finds out he's gay.
And then he just gets super
He gets so offended out of nowhere. He's just like, I'm putting on a rope and I'm moving out.
Wildly offended. As if it's like, yeah, if you've ever seen Dallas Buyers Club, it's like when they think he has AIDS and no one will touch him. It's like that scene over
Dallas
again.
Dallas Buyers Club is awesome.
No, but Frankie is literally like, don't touch me, like, disgusting. Like, like, what the fuck?
Can I also say, I don't think, what's his name, plays a good gay dude?
Jason Bateman?
Yeah, I don't think he played a good gay dude at all.
I think he does,
because he doesn't play any of the stereotypes. All the other people were, like, super stereotypical.
Do you guys watch, what's that fucking show? God damn it. Parks and Rec.
Yes.
I think that gay dude is in Parks and Rec. The Asian gay dude. I think he plays the salon guy.
Oh, and at the end, the series Typhoon, finale, spoiler.
Yeah, I think he's Typhoon.
Yeah, no, Typhoon.
He's in more than just the season finale, though.
I think you're right. I'm going to look this up.
Well, it could be racist. If it's wrong, it's just racist.
I don't know, whatever. But his friend sucks in the show. This
Oh, you didn't like him? About. I liked him.
No, he was
that was the point. He was, like, super homosexual.
And the relationship between him and Warren wasn't too clear.
Yeah, like he was, like, friends but he was also, friends. Like, his upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
Because the beginning of the series, Warren, the reason he needs a new roommate is because his boyfriend Terry moved out. But he didn't know Terry moved out, so he thought he had just been robbed.
So I have two things to note about this. First, just on the same topic of his friend. Like, well, yeah, it's like, oh, he's like a really good friend of mine, but then he keeps making jokes like, I fucking hate him. So it's just like, oh, okay, like, what the fuck? Like, every other second, he's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, like, when he thought that, like, he called him up, he's just like, yeah, somebody robbed my apartment. His friend's like, is my painting that I gave you still there? He looks at the painting, he takes it down, he goes, no, they took that too.
I don't think that was that bad.
He threw it out the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he didn't, though. He placed it out the window.
He didn't care. He just fucking... Anyways.
I think you guys are way overanalyzing the first scene.
Second comment. How many times has this fucking happened to Jason Bateman in a movie or TV show?
Why? Has this happened before?
In fucking, This is Where I Leave You or whatever the fuck it is. This is How I Leave You.
Oh, I hated that fucking...
That's how that starts. It's like the exact same premise.
No. It starts with him getting his wife's cheating on him. Then she gets pregnant.
Yeah, but it's okay, but it's always him like walking in on something like awful about his spouse. He just always plays the sad, like, single guy.
Yeah.
In Arrested Development, he's the same dude.
Oh, he's like the funniest kid. I like him in the first few seasons, and then in the new season, he's even funnier because he's such a loser.
That's off topic.
Yeah, sorry. This isn't Loudcast.
No, but anyway, like, I like Jason Bateman's portrayal of this character just because he was normal.
Yeah, he just showed like, hey, I'm just a normal guy. It just happened.
Do you think it's funny that the portrayal of the opposite of a gay guy is an Italian guy?
Like this macho Italian guy.
Yeah, but it's like, except that he likes acting.
There's another joke about that.
And the reason he likes acting is the, like, no offense, it's the gayest reason I've ever heard. Oh, I watch Pacino and Godfather.
I like to think, so there's also a scene when Warren wants to check if this guy, if Frankie is gay, right? And they do this several times during the pilot.
They do it twice.
Where, it's like a test. It's like, okay, if he passes this test, he's gay. Just immediately. So the test is clang, clang, clang goes the... And then you're supposed to fill in the blank.
My problem with that joke is that American Dad uses that joke.
I don't get that
years
joke
later.
At all.
It's from a musical. Yeah. Meet Me in St. Louis. I'm not gay, I just know that.
But come on, that's not even like that crazy though.
Yeah,
like I know so many people who would just know that.
The best part is okay. The first time he uses the joke, he goes, "Hold on, we're gonna test this on Frankie." He goes, "Clang, clang, clang!" Goes the fire truck.
Yeah, fire truck.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fire truck. And then the second time he goes, it's when his parents barge in. Frankie's parents barge in, and they think Frankie's gay. So he goes. Warren goes, no, I'll show you. Clang, clang, clang goes that, and then Frankie's dad goes, trolley.
Clang, clang, clang goes the trolley.
Which I'm telling you, isn't that crazy? That's a very popular phrase in pop culture. But anyways, I like to think that the first time they do that on the show, like, it becomes a recurring thing. Like, I like to think in other episodes, they're like, oh, maybe this guy's gay.
I'd watch this show in passing.
If it was on... At like a prime time, and like I was just getting home from work, maybe.
I'll say this. I felt like this was only slightly worse than King of Queens.
Oh no, King of Queens is better.
I don't agree. I don't think King of Queens.
I think they're both trash.
Yeah, I
on a scale of King of Queens to what's that show? Two Broke Girls. This is like in the middle. Oh, Two Broke Girls is probably the worst show that's ever been aired.
Two Broke Girls is garbage.
No. Mike and Molly is garbage.
It's better than Two Broke Girls.
No, it's not.
Yes, it most certainly is.
I feel like we've talked about Mike and Molly before.
There's another show that, like, it features...
Fat people.
But it literally only concerns the fact that they're fat.
Yep.
Like, every joke revolves around the fact that they're
funny. Well, King of Queens was funnier, at least. Oh, he's fat. Oh, but he can run.
What?
He was a very good...
Yeah, but King of Queens had other jokes. It wasn't just that Kevin James was fat.
They also had George's father in that show, too.
Yeah, Jerry Stiller.
He's so funny.
I can tell you right now, this show does not have a lovable old person on it.
It doesn't have Lou Ferrigno.
It does no. It.
Well, honestly, actually, we don't know because maybe they were planning on it eventually.
What's his fucking face? Is Frankie's friend that comes with him is like the fucking worst character.
He's the most hateable character of all time.
He's so one-dimensional.
He seemed like someone you'd cast as a thug in like a Batman movie.
You know who he is, though.
What the hell kind of Batman movie are you watching?
The Batman Beyond movie.
Oh, okay.
What's the show called? Some of My Best Friends?
Yep, Some of My Best Friends.
Okay, that guy who plays his best friend, you know that gif where it's the guy who leans into frame and shakes his head?
Yeah.
You know, do you actually know it?
Yeah, I know.
Where they do it over and over and over and over again? That's that guy.
That is that guy.
It's the guy from the gif.
Who did he play in Wayne's World?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you looking him up on IMDb right now?
You know who he is, though? He's Dom DeLuise's kid.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is what he's doing. Oh, he was on Lost. Who's the guy who played Frankie, though? That's more important to me.
And his name is Danny Nucci.
Danny Nucci.
Yeah, Danny Nucci.
He was in Titanic, The Rock.
He still looks cute today.
Oh, good. He found his place on a new sitcom.
The Fosters.
Teenager Callie Jacobs is placed in a foster home with a lesbian couple.
What is with this guy?
I think we found episode 2.
Nope. That show's still on the air.
Yeah, it went for it's still on. Three seasons deep.
Oh, yeah.
This show was just literal garbage, though.
I think it was better than Mike and Molly. I think it was slightly worse than King of Queens, and I think it was eons below Seinfeld and Friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Seinfeld doesn't even feel like a sitcom to me anymore in the typical sense.
Can I tell you something? I get shit for this all the time. I feel like, in my opinion, Friends is better than Seinfeld.
Yeah, you're the only one that thinks that on this podcast.
I'm absolutely the only one that thinks that.
Yeah. Hang on. What was the point of introducing Warren's sister
for later episodes?
She's the landlord.
She was gonna be the potential. She was gonna be Frankie's potential love interest.
Exactly.
But here's the conflict. It's
Warren's sister.
Brother, sister. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
there's a lot of setup in this episode.
I think they really missed an opportunity in not casting Justine Bateman in that role.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
That's Jason Bateman's sister. Oh.
I don't know.
Is that a real
that's
person?
That's all you have
Andy?
To say. What?
Is that a real person?
Yes, it's a real person.
What was this lady in? Rocket Man from Walt Disney.
See? She's Justine Bateman. She was in Family Ties.
She was in Deadbolt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone, the classic Deadbolt movie.
Classic
1992 Deadbolt. And Men Behaving Badly from 1996, starring Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider behaving badly.
Do you guys want to know how Jason Bateman got roped into this?
What happened?
So he went to the production company for this with a spec script. He was trying to pitch the spec script, but they were just like, yeah, that's cool and all, but we want you to be a gay guy.
Oh, so he pitched this differently?
No, he pitched a spec script that's not even, like, it wasn't even involved
related
in this.
To this?
Hold on, I don't get this. Why did he say yes?
Yeah, are you insinuating that they fucking kidnapped him?
Yes.
Like, he walked in with this script and they're like, just wait in this room.
Look up who directed it. Like the first episode. Well, like look up the creator and see what they're doing.
Oh, I can already tell you who directed it because the only director listed on it here is James Widows.
Who's that? What's the creator up to? Tony Vital.
Oh, Kiss Me Guide. Kiss me, Guido.
Oh, you're gonna love this, James Widows. I know where I recognize the name from. He directed a few episodes of King of Queens.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, that explains a lot.
It does.
Right now, we're looking at the creator of the show.
And he made a movie called Kiss Me, Guido. A lot of gay stuff on here.
Oh, man, my God. James Widows was the father in Charles in Charge.
Kiss me, Guido. What the
fuck? One last ride, an emotionally gripping look at a man's personal battle to end a self-destructive path of compulsive gambling.
What this are you looks even like
the craziest at? Look at shit this, ever.
Like, we're on IMDb.
Tony Vitale is IMDb. The guy who created the show.
Oh, God.
Kiss Me Guido sounds like similar to what this show is. I know.
Well, that's where, exactly, that's what it was inspired
are
by.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Oh, yeah. This is definitely
this a, is what the, oh, my so God. This is a show based off the movie.
That's based off of a movie.
Let me explain the plot to Kiss Me Guido. Warren has an extra room in his apartment. Warren, they didn't even... And is 5 months behind on the rent after his lover moves out. So a friend places an ad on his behalf for a GWM.
Literally the show.
Frankie, a pizza baker and aspiring actor, decides to move out of his family's flat in the Bronx when he comes home one evening and walks in on his brother making love to Frankie's girlfriend.
We gotta watch this.
Yeah, I like...
We gotta watch this.
I feel like we really... We really missed an opportunity not watching this movie.
Yeah, we should have.
That's literally the that's literally the pilot episode.
Well, no, I imagine it goes deeper than the pilot.
Yeah, I wonder if there was like a huge fan base for this movie.
Oh shit! Hold on, this is a lot. I feel like we should pause this and go research this.
Well, I'm researching it as we speak, so it's more exciting.
This is like the guys. I don't know. Everyone who's listening, I don't know, this probably isn't going to happen again. This is like a huge moment.
Yeah, this is groundbreaking.
Yeah, this is like...
This is an accident.
There's no information about the production costs of this movie or how much it made, but I'm still... What does GWM mean?
Oh, that was a plot point in the
gay
episode.
White male.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, it says GWM on here. I think that means guy with money. He's got to be loaded.
No, I mean, I remember that, but the show never explained what it was. They just assumed that we knew.
Yeah, and that was 2001. People don't know what that means in 2001.
Think about it this way. I feel like we know what, like, the Craigslist terms are. Like, oh, T for T, tranny for tranny, yeah.
Tranny for tranny. Wait, is this insinuating that this ad was taken out in the newspaper?
Yeah, yes. Well, this is before.
So hang on. He moves out the same day as he reads the newspaper, which we're never shown him reading the newspaper. He just knows about this place.
No, they show the newspaper very briefly.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because why would you want to linger on that?
Yeah, no, that's what he sees. That's when he sees the GWM. Oh, no, yeah, the guy with money.
Yeah, the guy with money.
I can't believe this is literally the same fucking thing. And there's on the Wikipedia, there's like no like citations that if they're even related. What the fuck?
No, here it is. Television. Oh, okay. CBS brought series star Jason Bateman. Oh, they created a role. Is this saying that there was only one openly gay actor on the show and it was the guy who played the super flamboyant man?
Oh, Vern was his name. Vern. Okay.
Yeah, like Jules Verne.
Oh my God, like... he played a character named Vern on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, you mean like...
Do you think there was a crossover? Do you think he played the same character?
Maybe he played the same character.
Oh my God.
You mean like Vern from like Ernest Goes to Jail?
I haven't seen any of the Ernest
Come
movies.
Come on, Vern. Is this the Vern he's talking about?
I don't think so.
No, it's not the same Vern.
Yeah, that joke fell flat.
Thanks.
Just like every other joke in the pilot episode.
Just like our podcast. It's a joke.
Oh.
So do you think this show failed when Will and Grace came out later?
I'm pretty sure this came out before Will, or after Will and Grace.
Did it?
Will and Grace was like 99, I think.
But it went on longer.
Will and Grace went on for a long time. I think like 6 seasons or something.
98
like that.
To 2006.
Will and Grace the one with the guy that died and they replaced with David Spade?
That was Ace of Rules. Coincidentally, yeah. Also directed by James Widows.
What the fuck?
No, Will and Grace is the one with Sean Hayes.
Yep.
He plays a gay guy.
And Megan Mullally.
Yeah, who I hate.
You hate Megan Mullally?
No, I don't hate Megan Mullally. I hate the other one, Deborah Messing.
Oh,
what's
that's
the runtime? What runtime are we shooting for on this podcast?
You know, probably like 30 minutes.
Okay, alright, I was just curious.
Why the fuck would you ask that question, you fucking pig fuck?
I'm just curious.
You pig asshole.
I'm nervous because I was like, I don't think we have enough to talk about for an hour.
I mean, it really was a compelling episode.
It's led to a lot. I mean, we found the,
We found Kiss Me Guido. Yeah. I'm like, thoroughly, like, disturbed.
I'm mad. I feel cheated.
I feel like we should have known about the movie beforehand.
I feel like we have to change this podcast to unaired to movies made into TV shows that didn't make it.
What? What are you trying to fucking say? You piece of shit.
We could have 12 Monkeys on here.
Okay, anyways, you had an interesting idea for a segment here.
Oh, yeah. So,
want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, so a segment I'm going to have on every episode is we're going to take a guess at how the series was going to progress had it not been canceled. And we're going to make up a little bit of a season finale.
Oh, all right. All right. Wait, do we have to... How do we do it?
Okay, so...
Steve, why don't you go first?
Here's how I think the series finale would have went. So, like, if this went on for, like, 6 seasons.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, here's what I think. I think we would slowly crack the shell of Frankie. And like we'd realize,
I think you're going on the same.
I think we're all going in the same direction. I'm guessing Frankie's gay.
Yeah, Frank. No, but come on, hold on. But it would take like he would have his first gay slip up in the end of season 3.
Yeah,
and this is like a 6 season arc, and the writers didn't even know he was gay until season 2. All right, so at the so he was really drunk at the end of season 3. They were both were so they get together, they kiss. That's it. Season 4 ending, he gets drunk, Frankie gets drunk, not Warren, and he admits that he remembers it, but he doesn't like to talk about it. And then season 5, he's kind of coming to terms with it, and it ends with them like reconciling. And season 6, the episode before the finale, they're about to get married, and then season 6 finale is them getting married.
Okay, I have 2 ideas for how the series would have gone on after this pilot. I'm guessing at least one of the seasons, if it had multiple, I'm not saying it would, it could have dealt with it this season, is that Frankie gets cast in a show, a Broadway show, where he plays a gay guy, so he asks Warren for advice. And he maybe this is just one episode, but he falls in with this crowd of gay friends, and they start to really think he's gay because he starts playing it so well because Warren is giving him tips on the side.
Yeah.
And so he just basically acts like Warren, and there's this very attractive man who starts falling in love with Frankie based off of the personality traits that Warren is giving Frankie by telling him to act like this. So then Warren gets jealous when he sees the hot guy dating Frankie, or hanging out with Frankie instead, and the hot guy says something like, I'm not even attracted to you for the way you look, it's just your personality. This is like a real episode idea. Actually, I guess I have 3 major ideas. And the last one's a real shocker, guys, so get ready.
Okay.
The second one, one of the seasons, they introduce Frankie's uncle. and remember, this is pre-Sunny in Philadelphia, okay? So they introduce Frankie's uncle who is in town and needs a place to stay. So Frankie offers him the couch in Warren in his apartment. And the uncle is obviously played by Danny DeVito.
Obviously.
And it turns out that the uncle in this episode is actually gay.
Just in this episode he's gay?
And so he seduces Warren. And Frankie walks in on Warren kissing his uncle, but because his uncle forces himself on Warren, and Frankie and Warren get in a big fight. And so Frankie has sex with Warren's sister.
Oh.
This leads me into my third point. the series finale, is that it kind of ties into what you were talking about. Like, we start to realize, like, Frankie is gay, but the... like an episode before the final episode, it'll be like a 2-part thing. Warren's sister says she's pregnant, but at this point we already know Frankie is gay and starting to fall in love with Warren. And so the final shot of the show is the three of them sitting on a couch. Warren's sister has this big belly, and Frankie is holding Warren's hand.
Oh my god.
And they're just staring out at the New York City skyline. And the titles, "Some of My Best Friends," come right over them, fade to black. Directed by what's his face?
James Withers.
James Withers, or whatever.
Created by whatever.
Okay.
Created by Kiss Me Guido.
Okay, so
I think I literally think I just fixed this show.
I think you did.
I totally agree.
I don't know if I could top that. So I honestly don't think this would have made it past one season, but I'm thinking maybe two seasons. Throughout those seasons, we get little red herrings that Frankie's gay, obviously.
And we're all going this way.
Yep. Well, obviously. That's the only way you could go.
It's the most interesting way.
Exactly. But before that, season one finale, turns out Frankie's dad was gay. That clang, clang, clang goes the trolley. That actually works.
It was a good indication of so what was Frank, to come.
So Frankie's dad would move in with them.
And live on the couch. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
That's season where season two goes.
Season two, they get really annoyed with him.
And season two is when Frankie starts realizing, like, he's like, whoa, if my dad is, maybe I am. So his dad kind of leads him in the direction. Dad. And Frankie ends up falling in love with Warren. But big plot twist in the season finale, Warren reveals he's never been gay. The reason he was with Terry the whole time was for like
that money.
Exactly. He was like trying to like get like if Terry died, they had a deal. They were just like, if Terry dies, I'm going to be in his will. And if I die, I'm going to be in Terry's will. I get all of his stuff. Like that, they want the "I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry" before Chuck and Larry.
You know what I think this show needed to make it even better? What? I think like in the middle of like season two, like right as the war on drugs started, whenever that happened, like they would do like an anti like pot like episode.
Would they be like, pot makes you gay? Like, don't do it.
No, but at the end of the episode, they look into the camera and be like, dude, drugs are bad. You shouldn't be doing drugs.
Okay, I have two things. First one, I have another pitch for an episode.
Okay.
Okay, so Frankie is working very closely with this director. It's in my version of the series, so you know all those events are happening, and he's still on that Broadway show. Like, that's all the season. But the next season, he's still in the Broadway show. He's doing his shows, and the director goes, "Hey, Frankie, I'm trying to run an independent film festival. And I was wondering, Frankie, if you could help me organize it." And he goes like, "Oh, okay." So he organizes it, gets all of his Italian friends, they're going to make like pizzas and like make all these like crazy Italian dishes. Well, not crazy, but like big tub of spaghetti. Like
calzones.
Yeah, calzones and meatball subs.
And everyone's like, "Oh, it's the best meatballs I ever had."
No. Hang on, so there's somewhere in this episode there's a joke about how gay guys like meatballs or something, and so the mom's working around the clock trying to get this all ready for the film festival. They get it all ready, he brings it in, and Warren goes, "Frankie, you really did a good job. I didn't think you had it in you to take some responsibility for this film festival." But then Warren is kind of giggling, and it turns out it's actually a gay film festival. And all these guys are like, "Ew." Well, hang on. Not to sound offensive, but the show is very stereotypical. So I believe this is what would happen. All these gay guys show up and they're like, "Oh, no kale or anything in here. Ew. This is disgusting. Ew.
No organic berries."
Yeah, they start throwing up and like. Danny DeVito.
Oh, there's no Pinot Noir.
Oh, there could be an episode where they bond over wine. They go on these wine tastings.
There could be an episode. The season where he gets in the Broadway play. It starts off, he auditions for the play, and Warren goes there to support him. But the director of the play starts hitting on Warren and implies, like, "Hey, if you want your friend to get this role..."
Oh my god, you've got to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There could be an episode where it's just Seinfeld. They bet each other not to have sex with other people for a while.
Or they go the same direction, but it's Frankie has to have sex with a dude, and Warren has to have sex with a chick. That's the bet.
All right, we should name this episode "Kiss Me, Costanza."
So then Frankie makes some joke about Warren having to have sex with his sister.
Oh,
I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, my other thing was, how would this show react to 9/11?
I don't know. I wonder
if there was a 9/11 episode. Well, what would it be like?
Was there a Friends 9/11 episode?
I don't think there was.
I feel like it got off air.
It skirted by.
Yeah. Did King of Queens have a 9/11 episode?
I don't think they did.
I feel like they didn't either. I remember. Yeah, I feel like they would have had to, though.
You know what was the equivalent of a 9/11 episode? And fuck it, I'm downplaying 9/11. It's been a while. Get over it. Is the earthquake episode of Full House? you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know why, but my mind went to the earthquake episode of George Lopez.
Oh, I remember that one too.
That one's awful.
I fucking hate George Lopez. I've seen every episode.
That one, the earthquake episode of George Lopez is fucked up.
It is.
Like, someone gets... What happens? I forget. Like, a bunch of bad shit.
He has, like, PTSD from, like, an earthquake when he had when he was a kid.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But, okay, so pitch me your 9/11 episode for the show.
Me or him?
Both of you.
All right.
You want to start, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be like a whole, like... Oh, I don't even know. They would definitely go down... All right, here's how my episode would go.
Hang on. Just ignore the fact that I'm looking at pictures of Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a picture of George Lopez, though. I just saw that.
And Will Ferrell. All right. Yeah, right here. So here's what it would be. They would go down. It would be Warren, Frankie, and the Asian dude. They go down to
Vern.
Yeah, they'd go down to what's it called? What was the site called for, like, ever?
Ground Zero.
Ground Zero. They go down to Ground Zero.
Oh, and, like, I thought you were asking, like, a gay porn site.
And they talk about cleaning it up, and then they kind of don't.
Wait, what?
So they're like, what? They, like, talk.
What are you? They
talk big. They're like, oh, we should go down there and help them out. They need help.
Oh, my God.
And they don't help. And they end up going getting drinks because Vern was like, I'm too gay to be cleaning up. I don't want to get my nails dirty with, like people soot.
With people soot? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait. Let me fix your episode just a little bit. I like it. I like it a lot. But so it starts with Frankie trying to get in touch with his dad, yeah. Right? He's like trying to call his parents, but the phone lines are jammed. And so Warren comes in, and he's all like shaking up. He's like, we should go down on the site and like help clean up. And Frankie's like, I don't know. I'm trying to get in touch with my dad. He goes, yeah, the phone lines are jammed up. We just have to get a distraction. So they go down to clean up and they take Vern with them. But we don't see them ask Vern. We just cut to the next scene and Vern's there. And Vern is complaining the whole time. He's like, I don't want to be here. Ew, gross. And then, they're like, then Vern's like, let's go get drinks, whatever. So they go get drinks.
No, but hold on. That's a whole part of the episode is finding a bar that's still open during the day.
Yeah, that's what Vern does the whole time.
No, but as they're walking away.
Where can we get shawarma?
As they're walking away, this EMT goes like, excuse us. And they're pushing this guy out on a stretcher and Frankie looks and it's his dad.
Oh.
His dad's all like fucked up. Like,
no, and his dad was, only in Manhattan to visit to surprise visit Frankie.
Yeah,
and he's like, but then it
turns out that wasn't his dad.
Oh,
it was just some guy who looked like his dad, and he keeps thinking he sees his dad all day.
And like he's having this like profound speech at the apartment later about his dad, and his dad walks in while he's talking.
And there's like an instant gay joke about.
And he's got like he's just like eating like a hot dog or something.
He's like, I love trolleys.
And then the title comes up, Daddy's Day Out or something. I don't know.
Daddy's Day Off.
More like Daddy's Gay Off.
Whoa. All right, Ed, what's your version?
Okay. This episode? So. My version is, so they're all just sitting in their, apartment, and Frankie's just like, oh, I got this audition. It's at this place called the World Trade Center. Where's that? And Warren's just like, oh, I'll show you where that is.
Hold on, so, Susan. What is he auditioning for?
Yeah, at the World Trade Center.
For the World Trade Center Christmas.
Olympics?
Yeah. Oh, okay. For the Christmas play.
Okay. He's a stripper.
Yeah.
I just got the best idea.
Wait a minute, that would be a great episode idea, that Frankie becomes a gay stripper to make extra money.
He accidentally does it because, like, Warren's friends are over one night.
Dude, we see him wicked gay.
No, we just have a good eye for story.
Yeah. That's true. It's so true.
We could have fixed this series.
What if for the 9/11 episode they went to the airport because they had to go to Boston? And they just flipped out because all the flights got canceled.
Honestly,
oh my god!
I feel like if I was able to do my idea for the final season and end on that depressing of a note, I think I could have fixed this shit.
I think that would have been legendary.
Yeah, I think people would have been talking about that for years.
I think that would have split the fan base.
That would have. It would have been like a How I Met Your Mother, like How
I
Met Your Father.
Seen it.
All right, here's another idea.
Too many.
You have to work in Stanley Tucci in one episode.
I don't even know who that is. Show me.
What?
Show me who that is.
Stanley Tucci from Hunger Games. The dude that, like, he plays the gay dude that's just like, Hunger Games.
Which one?
This guy. He's baldy.
Oh,
Stanley Tucci.
I love Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, you have to work him into one episode. Go.
Okay,
he'd
so...
he'd come in. Oh, sorry, you can go ahead.
Okay, so Nathan Lane, like actual Nathan Lane, not like guest star Nathan Lane, but like actual Nathan Lane is on the show.
Okay, yeah.
And Warren's just like, I gotta go meet him, cause like he loves Nathan Lane, cause Mouse Hunt was his favorite movie.
Yeah.
So anyways, so they're all like arguing about like who's gonna. There has to be a cable guy coming over that day, and he's just like, but I can't stay here. Okay. He's like, I can't stay here, so Frankie, you have to stay here, because I got to go meet Nathan Lane. So he's just like, okay, fine, I'll stay here. But then Frankie gets a call saying, hey, I got this audition for you with Stanley Tucci. And he's just like, but the cable guy's coming. He's like, but it's Stanley Tucci. So he's so he just leaves. Cable guy never shows up. And then they get in a big fight at the end. And then at the end... very end of the episode, they turn on the TV because the cable guy comes by, and they see a news report, and it says, this has been a tragic day for America. 9/11 just happened.
9/11.
Stanley Tucci is dead. He has died, everybody.
Here's my idea.
Okay.
And hopefully this one doesn't turn into 9/11, but we're not sure. So
okay.
So the we open up the episode. We're in season 2. No gay stuff's happened yet with Frankie.
Nothing.
So this is the first. Stanley Tucci's going to be a recurring character, actually.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
All right, no. But hold on. So we open up to Warren and Frankie arguing about something gay, like cups or something. Like,
like cups.
Like, you know, like, Warren's like, I want to get the bidet, but you're not going to let me get the bidet. He's like, I don't need a fucking ass cleaner. Like, I don't fucking want an ass cleaner. Something like that.
Jesus.
So, okay. So they hear these, like, huge, like, wicked loud knock on the door. And it's Stanley Tucci. And he's got, like, this Liberace voice going on. And he throws up his jazz hands as Warren lets him in. And Warren goes, oh, no, what's up, Dad? And he's like, hi.
Oh, that'd be great.
Ooh. He's like, your mother kicked me out of the house. And he's like, oh, I wonder why, Dad. And it's like, so, like, he, like, and he moves into Manhattan. And so they just go on, like, all these rambunctious adventures together. But this episode would be about, like, finding him a nice place to stay. And it would basically mirror the show itself as, like, a joke. Because it would be a play on the first season. So it would be, like, a parody of itself.
Yeah.
It just gets really meta.
No. I love the idea that all of our ideas involve people just invading the space of the apartment over and over and over again.
But hold on. But it would mirror the show backwards. So the straight guy would know he's gay, but the gay guy would know he's straight, and he'd be super upset about it. He's like, oh, you're Jewish. He's like, yeah, and he's just like,
oh, it's just stupid.
Yeah. But he'd come back, a lot of episodes, and we'd end the episode with them sitting on the couch watching the news, and they'd say, "It's been a horrible day for America."
What if, okay, hang on. Seasons 2, 3, and 4, and then 5 is the end, but 2, 3, and 4 take place in a universe where 9/11 happens every day.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Every episode went the same.
The end of the episode is always the same. The news report just always comes on. And like, it's so inconsequential that the producers are like, please forgive us for doing this every episode.
Groundhog's Day for them.
We joke about it. The season finale, we'd skip your season finale, and the season finale would be Frankie be like, oh, this fucking shit again?
Yeah, it just happens again. Like, it goes a season where no one's talking about it, and then finally it happens again.
He's like, I'm so fucking sick of this shit being on all the time.
And then he realizes that it's just been a VHS tape in every time. And Frankie just broke it, so it's jammed in there.
No, hold on. So they got TiVo. No, they got TiVo the day it came out.
So they... No. And it's just... I like the idea there's like a VHS tape in the VCR, and Vern stopped by and poured wine on it by accident, so the TV's broken.
And it's just stuck replaying the same VHS over and over.
Every time you turn on the TV, it just plays the same.
And then, hold on. So at the season finale, he finally like punches it, and then Fukushima's happening or something like that. They're like, oh shit, we got the news back.
Yeah. It's like, so it's like the just Boston been a school bombing. Shooting.
Yeah, or like the kindergarten that got shot up 2 years ago. Something horrible.
That insinuates the show went on way longer.
Yeah. The show went on for 14 years.
Yeah.
Finally.
There's all right, a whole season where they're watching Lost.
Yeah, and they're all super into it, but Vern keeps spoiling it.
Okay, so, and wait, hold on. They start watching Game of Thrones, but Warren's not into it because there's not enough dick.
There are okay,
but like he only watches it because they were so late in the show that he really wants to love Frankie, but Frankie only watches it for the tits.
That seems like something Frankie would do.
An episode where they get TiVo, and
are we sponsored by TiVo?
No,
TiVo.
It was
TiVo.
Just...
Oh,
TiVo. Yeah, TiVo. It's different.
Which came out around the same time as TiVo, ironically.
And it just fucking keeps recording, like, gay comedies and gay, like, shows, and Frankie's getting mad. No,
this is what it would be.
Hold on. It records it, and then one day he goes, what the hell is some of my best friends? And then he clicks it, and that's when the series ends.
Hold on. This is it. This is what the show... This is an episode right here. So Frankie buys TiVo, and he buys all the VHS tapes, so there's, what, 6 of them? Maybe even more, like 12. And then fucking Vern comes over and records over, like, the first... Like, he records over, like, tape 3 through 6, but he blames it on Warren. It's, like, this whole debacle. Because the beginning of the episode would start with, like, Warren, you're always recording over my tapes. You gotta stop doing that.
I also love this idea that Vern just fucks shit up all the time. Hang on, Ed, you have a screenshot of what happened this season, right? Of some of the episodes, right?
Oh, I do. Hold on, let me grab that.
Yeah, let's hear what actually happened this season and see if we hit close with anything.
Okay, so there were the show only aired 7 episodes, but it produced 9, so 2 of them were unaired.
It's horrible.
It went the pilot and then 2 unaired episodes. Then it aired the rest. The pilot, we all know what happened. The second episode that didn't air, Frankie unintentionally gives... No. It's Warren unintentionally gives sex advice to Frankie's mom.
Oh, God. Oh,
what the fuck?
No. Yep. So I can only imagine how that episode went.
Oh yeah.
Probably why I didn't.
I think we could have come up with that on our own.
I agree.
We probably could have. I'm sure eventually we would have come up with it.
I feel like we would go in that direction.
Okay. What else you got?
So, episode 3, Everything seems to go wrong when Warren orchestrates a 25th anniversary party for Frankie's parents.
That's like the Frankie Film Festival idea, yep. But just turned on its
head. And in that episode is when you see the sister start swooning over Frankie.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is before she gets pregnant.
Yeah. Well, that's the finale.
Series finale.
They have to have their ups and downs.
Okay,
first.
Okay. Episode 4, entitled A Brief Encounter. Numerous misunderstandings ensue when Frankie's once-worn silk boxers go missing.
Oh, he gets like wicked mad about that.
He's so stupid.
He's probably like, hey, why'd you take my boxers? What, you gay?
You fucking homo, oh my take God. My fucking boxers. I like how we have like this like backwards ass, like, they would never say fuck on a sitcom.
No, they absolutely would not.
I don't know. Maybe this one was different.
And then the next episode, out of nowhere, Frankie has a girlfriend.
Okay.
It says Warren and Frankie decide to share custody of Frankie's girlfriend.
What?
What? That's really right, ambiguous. So
her and Warren are probably best friends, I assume.
I'd assume so.
But we're better writers than these guys are. We could have wrote a way funnier show.
The next one, no. Frankie attempts to hide his gay roommate when his buddies come over to watch the fights.
Oh. That's actually a pretty good episode right there.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we could have come up with that, too.
I feel like we would have made a much more fucked up version of it, though.
And then the last episode, Frankie and Warren taking a stray dog.
Just fucking pulling right out of left field.
There's no higher arcs going on here. Like, there's no, like, it's just episode. There's no.
Yeah,
no,
that's how sitcoms were. Not anymore. At that point. Not anymore, but that's how they were.
Well, even Friends, like, Friends and Seinfeld had some story.
Yeah, they do. Like, no, The Sponge is always coming back on Seinfeld.
There was the, like, whole Ross and Rachel thing.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, also for its first season. Like,
no, well, you probably didn't think. You know, I'm just fucking giving it shit. I'm just,
I really am. But it's like, I almost wish we like got made this.
I know,
show.
I kind of wish we did. I wish we got to be on the creative side.
I think what we need to do is start a campaign of some sort to CBS to bring this show back.
I think. Well, hold on.
Like, you know how they mail stuff to CBS? Like,
if we get enough listeners, yeah, I'll deal with it.
Okay, so what do we mail them? Do we mail them?
14 listeners. No.
What do we? If you enjoy the sound of our episodes, and you would like to see this show revived under our creative vision, please support the hashtag. Bring Frankie back.
No. Kiss me, Costanza. No. Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, hey, hashtag kiss me, Costanza. And then we'll bring it back.
And then email Les Moonves with the subject line,
oops.
Hey Moonves, bring the gay back.
What if we did a version of this show where everything's the same? Except Warren and Frankie are just wicked fucking old.
It's just like how they're doing now. The Fuller House series.
Yeah.
Like just to bring it back for another season.
We start over is what you're saying. We remake everything. Yeah.
That'd be funny. Well, okay, so no, it, like what we make is a sequel series where Frankie and Warren are fucking old as shit.
No, what happens? So they were both happily married at the end of the series. And then they get divorced and they have to move back in together.
And it's a battle over some of their best friends.
No, and Frankie doesn't know how to go on gay dates because he never went gay dating. He only ever went out with Warren. So it's really confusing for him.
And then he calls his friend from the pilot episode.
He doesn't go near him anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hang out with him anymore.
And that's a whole episode too, because Warren would go to him. If he doesn't like you for who you are, then he's not really your friend.
Wait, can I make an amendment to my series finale?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so Warren's sister is pregnant. That happens still. Like, everything I said still happens. Except there's an episode in the final season where Warren had sex with this, like, random guy at a bar and figured out that he had AIDS.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And so he accidentally gave Frankie AIDS.
Giving his sister AIDS?
And then Warren's sister tried to hook up with Frankie, and he gave her AIDS.
And then his sister hooked up with his best friend.
The whole season, the season was dubbed by fans, "Everybody Has AIDS."
they all sit on the couch, and that, then they make a video where they talk about how they all have AIDS, and like, this might be it for them. And they take out the tape that they were just recording, and they write on the side, "To some of our best friends." And they put it down and all shoot each other.
No, and then right before they shoot each other, they put Vern's tape in the fucking...
Yeah, no, it turns out that it was, they taped over one of Vern's like stupid things.
And Warren walks in and he sees everybody like just dead on the ground. He goes, with "Oh 9/11, my god, who recorded over my tape of Night Court?"
He goes, "Ew, it's got life juice all over it."
Who is drinking Sabe? Sabe.
Oh, that's so tacky. Suicide pack.
And like, he brings over, he goes to the fridge and see if there's a Voss water in there.
Can we argue for a spin-off series for Vern?
God, that's such an annoying fucking character.
And it's just called Vern.
Alright, well,
I think that wraps it up.
I think we riffed on this enough.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Unaired Podcast. Email us at unairedpodcast@gmail.com. And shout out to soundslikeanearful.com for our theme song. I've been Ed.
Yeah, sure. I'm Andy.
Yeah, I think I'm Steven.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the end of the first episode. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.